whether we are Gerasel or we are not Gerasel. So whether we say Yesh Brere or we say Ein Brere, but every Yerish, every brother has a Yerish, a Di Yerish, and a Di Mekeach. So if every Yerish, every brother has a Di Yerish and a Di Mekeach, so what is it? After all, Yerish is the opposite of Mekeach. Mekeach negates Yerushim. So it's again like a Di Tzavi. So it's again like a Di Tzavi. So that's the shot. In face the second time.
First, you apply to the Tosfos. Can you explain again how the Rafine learns the Kasha of the Gemara? Imam has the
Gemara. Imam has the Kasha against Rezeach, Moneshach, if you learn out from Tosfos of Israel. So every Chluke should require not only Gero, but should require culpable to be to
why?
Because you learn out from the Chlukas Ha'aret, so yeah, you cannot learn out partly, you have to learn out the whole thing. You cannot learn out partly.
But I'm saying, in terms of the Rafayim, what element does the Kalpi Ulmitum represent?
Kalpi Ulmitum, it's really Ulmitum, not Kalpi. Yeah. But that the Ulmitum was Mivarim. That the chilek that he shaded got for Gerov was the chilek he had to get. It couldn't be any other way. But in any other chukim, there is no room between them. So how could Gerov constitute him as a chukim? So it's nothing, just he play a game, that's all.
But you mentioned that Rafael makes a big point that as far as Gerov of Chalukas Eretz Yisrael is concerned, that it doesn't mean Lumafreya. The Brera does not
want right.
Lumafreya.
Right.
It only wants Mikama Kavasha.
Yeah. Right? That's the Taras of Kavasha. Be'ahi anoye di kosai se la'adode gom ro'makin la'adode.
In the Havamin of the Gemara didn't know
it. Of course not.
The Brera would work on Lumafreya?
That's right. So now the pshat in the second Teres and Pesach.
Wait. So if you say that, so you should say that Breyer only works in Kamal Haba by Lukukos, by Yorshim.
By Yorshim.
But by Eretz Yisrael, the original Chavukah.
That's right.
And it does work in Lukukos.
So, Rafai mentions tasteless in Bobakamedach Biches, that even according to the Mandoma Arein Breyer, that's in other Yorshis, in other Chukis. But the Chlukas Oretz, since it was on Pion Bitumim, so everybody agrees that Yeshua, that Piches and Olakam. So Mele, the Teretz, the second Teretz in Tezis, Tezis says the Kasher. Yes.
One more thing. So what about according to the one who says Ein Breva?
Yeah.
You can still say Bahayim.
Yes, the soil is Yeshua.
Now I'm talking about Bismarck as Achim Shapal.
Yeah.
So why do you need prayer anymore? All you can say is Ba'ahi Hanatika Tzaisi Lahadati. Why do you need prayer?
So that's a pure because it's not yours. If we say Yesh prayer, so then together with Ba'ahi Hanoye, so he becomes
a Yorish
Mikanoah.
And if you say Ein prayer, he's not a Yorish at all?
Not a Yorish at all.
But you mentioned, when you mentioned this Din Safik, that's according to one who says...
I mean, according to Tesis, not according to the Rambam.
Well, let's say according to Tosfos. Okay. When you mentioned Din Safik, that it's both Lokeach and Yorish,
that's right.
Is that according to one who says Yesh Breyer or Ein Breyer?
Again, it depends whether according to Tesis or according to the Rambam.
Well, who's Rav Chaim?
One second. Rav Chaim is discussing the Rambam. He doesn't even mention this stuff.
So according to the
Rambam, I didn't mention the Kasha of Lui Matson, Hich Matson, Yodinu, Raglim.
So let's say the Rambam. According to the Rambam,
yeah.
This Din Safik, is that according to the one who says Yesh Breyer or Ein Breyer? Achim are
Lachok.
Yeah.
He's Likuchasim.
And
so
Yorshma.
Zirm Zer Bievo. So in other words, so according to the Rambam, if we say Masirnet Likuchasin, so then it's Likiach and the Yerish. If we say Yoshimei, so it's just the Yerish, Mikanu Habe, and not Likiach altogether.
So you're saying, according to Rambam, if you say yesh brera, there's no suffix. It's only a pure yorish.
That's right.
But according to one says ain't brera, he's both.
He's both. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Now, yes.
Isis.
Yes. What?
The answer.
Oh. Now, according to Teisves, Teisves says in the second paragraph, Teisves says, Lady Shlema, the doctor of Eichel Yisrael, the Marzir Muzel is a believer. Avon Shaw, from Orion Sabre, Afol Gavel Kuche Sei, a Marzir, the Mecharudam Rachmone, so it's not a Din Sofik. If it's the other Amroim holds, that even though the Kuche Sei, but since every year he had a schus to the men Chluki al the Gero, some Mele is not even a Din Sofik, some Mele, I mean, it's not even something, even though it's a chalais din in Yerusha, to have a chluki al migeron for mutual consent, some mele, it's not chesabim. That's the thesis. And the Rambam shiti is that even though every Yerush has his chus to demand chluki al migeron, but since we have to resort to the mutual consent, otherwise there cannot be any chluke, some mele it has a din sofik, some mele since it has a din sofik, some mele is marzir zel zavihu. And that's why the Rambam says in Perek Yud Aleph, who says that the new chluk has to be made. But Rambam spells it out, why does the Rambam spell out? Because he thought, if you didn't spell out, so somebody will say that the Pshati Marzir and Zerzeb Yevu means in your looking. So he spells it out, Loiti Batakul Kosom Kishos. You cannot make him your looking, but they have to exchange the Chalokim. Why? Because on one hand, they have it in Yerush. On the other, say they have it in Yerush, they don't have, so the looking should not be mocked. On the other hand, without Bahia Noye, so he cannot be Zeichel. So it's like a Din Sofik. So Mele, if it's a Din Sofik, so the only way to do justice to the Chalais Din Yerush of Fitchfada and the Chalais Din Rekeach of Fitchfada is by exchanging the Chalok.
So what will the Rambam do to Tosfos Kasha? According to the Rambam.
Because Rabbi Yosef held that it's not a Din Sofik. So, but we pass like Rove, not like Rabbi Yosef. So then it's Motzon Yodinu Radinu B'Samech. Now, I just want to go up to the cases and start the cases. Just start the cases. And then next week, we'll finish the discussion of the cases. Ahu Gabre, he showed an Arge Mechav, he bowed an axe, Itva, he broke, also he came to the other, Omale, Zil Ais Sade, he laughed from his day, the Yifta. So, if you produce witnesses, who will testify that you did not use the X in an improper way, let's say, what's it be an improper way? Suppose you chop wood upon wax, so that's a fear. So you have to, the burden of proof is upon you. that you use the action the normal way, in the usual way. And if you don't produce evidence to that effect, then you have to pay. I feel Isis other love shown is be like a Sadhana. And suppose that you produce weaknesses, that you use it in the normal way. So then, was a loch and toshma. Dahu gaba nishu nag and mechavre, be it vake. Also, the Kamid Rabbi did not produce real evidence that he used it in a normal way. Also, the Kamid Rabbi, Amalei Zil, Shunli, Nargemai. Amalei Rav Kane, the Rabase, the Rab, Dinehoche, that he has to pay the value of the Kli. The way it was originally was about Bishosikha. So that means I consider Rav Kanan Rabase more right. The Bilchaseki Rav Kanan Rabase Im Hadalei Tavre Um Malyalei Dome. So what does it mean? That he returns the axe to the Mashil and whatever the difference he has to be mastered. That's how Rashi explains.
According to this, it comes out that every shomer is burden of proof upon him that he wasn't poshea.
Oh, then there, at that point, there is a machlokes rishayim. Some rishayim say private mentions, that some say that the burden of proof is upon the shea, not by all shomer, it's only by shea. The burden of proof is only by Sheol, because Kohano Yishalei, so that's why we say that the burden of proof is upon him, that he used it, the axe in the usual way. But by other Shomri, so it's not the burden of proof, he just can be Nishma. By Sheol, Kohano Yishalei, so if he doesn't produce aiding, so then he has to pay. He cannot be Nemon with Ishmael. For the Raived is Chilik, the Raived, the Ramban, the Hitler, the whole Chilik. And they say, because this Gemara is based upon the Gemara Nasich Rasamun, the Tisi Ben Yehuda in here, that if Yishemeya says, Nigin Bonerdo, or Loiposhaitibo, so then, if it's in Mokim Reim, let's say it's in a place where there are many observers. So then, this Yehuda says, the Bezdin tells him, you produce weaknesses that he was not. And if you don't produce weaknesses that it was not, so we are going to assume it was not ignorant. Because since it happened, according to your own allegation, it happened in a place where there are people around, and there is a rabbi or something. So how is it you can produce witnesses?
Why can't the guy swear? Isn't there a whole part of Shavuot?
No. Vein reyesh, vuas anishem tiyo mishneh. So that's the, at the end of Hasich HaSaun. So you should be Yudah learns out. If it's vein reyesh, it's a place like a symptom where there are no people possible to see it. But if it's yesh reyesh, then he's not Nemon with Ishmael. So that's what the Raivet says. That here it was, it happened in a place where there are many observers. So that's why he told him that he should produce it. Now, what did Rab mean when he said, Zil Shlimli Nagamai? So there is a Machlekes Rishayim. According to Rashi and the Rosh, it means Zil Shlimli Nagam Hayye. Let's say he bowed an X. And at the time when he bowed the X was worth 20,000. By the time of Hamod Bedin, the X is only 10,000. So if we say Zil Shlimli Nagam Hayye, so Rab said, he has to pay as much as it was worth at the time he borrowed the X. $20, even though Bishas Amor Rebim, the same X, is worth only $10.
Not at
the time you borrowed it, at the time you broke it. But at the time you broke it, 1 second. Suppose there will be a difference in value between the breaking and the Atamod Badin, that's another shayla. I'm not going to discuss it. That's what Reb Chaim discusses in Rambam tonight. Zil shlul in Agamaya. Pirat bekuntres Nagamaya Acheres Hitler. Vashvorin Yiu Sheshet. So Rav said he should pay a good nage, or either money, cash, mamesh, or he should give him a new X for the same shape as the old X that he wanted. Vashvorin Yiu Sheshet. Venir Rav Yishma. Rashbam Yisraelit. ונראה לרב נשמואל ואפילו גנו בגזלה משמע שיחיל נפרי עשו כמו נזק by נזק there is all of her made up still he more says he will become it only if he pays with talk so he has to pay this but if he pays it with talk I mean he can pay with anything even with sugar sugar means black because talk cannot be moved to another place some melee, if it's not idiots, it's not idiots. But the talking can be moved to any place. There are certain customers who want dafke bread. They don't want bread. They want bread. Some melee, everything is melee. So, and the same aloha that applies to Mazik applies to Ganon Vikazan also, because Rabbi She says Yud Gimu Ovis Nizikin, and one of the Nizikin is Ganef and Gazlan, some really the Aloche, that Yoshi, the Rabbi Shabbat Kesef, Vafim Sudri, applies to Ganef and Gazlan also, so why isn't it clear to give him a new X? He can give him broken, two broken X's or four broken X's, and then that will have the value of the new X. So in Achanam, the Rajvam said, the year of Shmuel that you gonna be gazling mashma she chilin mitrei asubi mun mazik ki da amrino mitrei kamedi lo bekame kulom kodesim shale in vein peshes the priya says the beishe says it gimu of and the priya says chadale da zubi pirish eschen da abo obes di gane di gazling the floor almen mit dame tashkun gane di gazling tashkun Nezek, Vim Kei Yich HaSubi, Rosh Rav Rav Shmuel, when Rav said, Nagam Aye, Vim Shal Nagam Aye, Hayne Shah Pchas, Shehuzal Mishas HaSvire, Ad Shas Hamod Ebedin, whatever there was a reduction in the value of the price between the Shvire and Hamod Ebedin, let's say Mishas Shvire, it was worth $20, and Mishas Hamod Ebedin, it was worth only $10, so have the share. Umreisi ala shvire ki shasamod bidin. So he only has to be meisi ala shvire that the basher takes the X. Let's say broken X is only worth $5, and since shasamod bidin, a full X, a good X, is worth only $10, he only has to be meisi $5. Somebody would say, Ach, she is for Nagamai, the Damali Rab, the Gamin Gazel, the Mashmur, the Kamelu, the Kamel, the Shom Lulu Gamel, the Lulu Gazel, El Nizok, the Rab is laid back, the Sheol Shom, is the Mashom is there. The Hosom Ais and Luz, the Rab and Luz, the Shmuel, the Hola Aloha Aire Hosom, the Yumine, the Pasne, the Nizakane, the Omole Rabkane, the Rabasi, the Neoche, the Shvorim of Mashir, he returns the broken X to Mashir. The Shoyer, the Habit of Gazlan, the Gazlan, by Gazlan, so he has to pay the whole thing as much as he was worth at the time of the neighbor. because the gazlan and the ganev is kinei al nishinu. The gazlan come the ganev to the nishinu, nisa ushir, urochem hadalei, ishael, tavre, vishomlei kamo hoyo shvorim shobim, vishashvirei, umelei, but ishael is not kinei, Bishinu, some melee belongs to the Mashil, so some melee he returns the broken necks to the Mashil, and then he has to be Mesir. The difference in the value between the broken necks and the good necks. Om le malle, don dre mane, la habe, pras, the Mashil, kmoi nizek. There's the response. But then he says, the chen pirish rebom, it's almost the same shite as the Rashbam, but there are one nuance, one difference. The chayim pirish revam, elo shehei zipu pirish, the pida atul heicha de leket chas, the mirach she nishma, kli pirshu sheel, peischen lei she nishalim, menagem ayin, vim lamdim lei se nishalim ashwam. Vezmi talzim lechat chilei, give him a good axe. On Koma came Bati, the Sheol says, also the Shalim Ashborim, the Cheshbi Shalim to add the difference, so then he can do it. But Besnil Chathila tells him to give the Mashi a good axe. But talk about Lachim Dayim, one of Shech. Why should Besnil tell him to give a good axe at all? He's not Kenny Bishin. What kind of Lachim? Aber der Rafkane und Rabasse in Lamde mei sei, li schaue ma schwori, kibu schehen der Schuss maschi. Bi hodi oma, bi ho schaume, mi nai im Solim, ganz a kid Rashbam said, that, by Gane de Gazlan, everybody agrees that he can pay with the shovel also, because Subi, like in Mazik, but Yerushalmi says not like that. The Omar, Rababe Babamu Chaim Shnayim, Minayim Shem Shomim Lo Niganet Lo Yigazlen, Yiganet from Gazlen, if let's say, he stole or robbed a Behime or a Kele, then Behime died, or the Kele was broke, so then we don't say, well, how much is a dead Behime worth? How much is a broken king of work, and how much is a living man of work, and he should pay the difference. But he has to give it either keset mamesh or a living behemoth or a whole kelev. Why is it? Because not like by mazik, because chayim shnayim yishalef, chayim amazing. So it's a special zeros akosu, a special zeros akosu. That's by Gazlan, that he has to pay you high, not in the he cannot pay you soon. The man she shamed the man with Gazlan, no matter how bad, high time, shallow, no racing, I can't be played with little nine, no matter the spoon. The hitch is a few as a goza. La by me, she shamed the high much. So you shall me doesn't mean he has to pay high. He can pay you soon also, like a man. Eloch kam achayim shnayim yishalim shivayivam chayim vihuzlu yarzirim kmei shehen avon huzlu meisim tzorich avon huzlu meisim tzorich litim pas iname chayim shishalim hakel misholim lim pas mun achyem keren kim shikonah yachim mashi is the same thing but how do we, Mashmo is there, how do we learn it out from Chaim Shnayim Yishalim? So according to the first lesson, it means Chaim, the value of Chaim. And according to the second lesson, so in other words, he should pay Chaim without the price. Islam is the same thing. Islam is
the same thing. What is the word Akhil?
In other words, he has to pay the value of the behemoth or the killer at the time of the grave that is there.
The word Akhil, listening
Akhil, make it live, make it light. the value of a living being who possess holy poly from lezer with the tanner of a coming become a family of the dozen nation of the shining in the canis or locker had the cost of oh I can't do